Last meeting.
So, don't have too much to get to. The finances, there's just the quarter to date, so it's the last 2 months. Any questions about that as you're looking at it? Just let me know if you do have something. The other thing on the agenda, so last month we were asked to supplement the support that Dick is giving to several preachers in the Philippines. Dennis talked to us about it. So what I've done is written that down so you can see it. And it's broken down by month. Notice that the ones with the star, they're paid in quarterly. But just because everything's kind of based on month, we'll, you know, I thought that would be easier to relay to everybody. But the top is our current outside preacher support, and the bottom is the proposed preacher support. Those are the four men that Dick has been supporting, of course, because he's living now in that living facility. He didn't have quite the funds that he did to do that, so he's asking us to supplement. I know Dennis has been helping him out the last several months for that. The next need is going to be in August. So a month away, but the next need is going to be in August. Dick and Dennis said that they can handle the support for Brother Franklin Jacobs. I left the K out. I need to check my spelling better. But left the, they've got that support for this month, and he's paid monthly. So the quarterly comes up in August. But what I need to know from you, Dick, what are you still able to contribute?
We built up the gang up this. And the whole this all come about is before I had broke my hip and all that, so Larry was just living, I still able to handle it. Some of the things changed and expenses were. And so, and I can't send the... Also, I can't send the contribution. I used to go to COVID, so I don't have the smartphone there. So I asked Dennis to do that for me, and I said, I only do half of what I'm doing. And he said, well, I'll make up the half for this time, you know.
Right.
Which he did. And so that took care of the 3 months there. That's why we just had August from May 3 to
2. Right.
And with Franklin Jacobs, it's every month. And so now, we're talking about there that, well, like in last year, that I had 2 stimulus checks for $600 each. I mean, after giving us Oscar, I use that to help out needy saints. And then a lot of other people got that also includes because I got a $1,400 thing in my deposit in my checking account. And so I'll be able to take care of Michael Jacob in August. I spoke to some about getting stimulus checks. I mean, that's the person that's destitute. This would be, I mean, maybe they already do. I don't know what they do in that. There were 2 $600 checks. Both of us were surprised that we got this, especially the $1,400 one. You know, and that's some money that's, well, found money, you might say. And that's the person that distributed. I assume they're helping out when they can, when they spend it on themselves. You know, I don't know. We need to do the whole economy of the United States. You know, but everybody's getting those checks. But anyway, when it allows to, that all begin to take care of money.
Right.
One thing I'm looking at is where the World War II veterans and the Veteran Administration should get assistance. I think I'm qualified to get a flight and all these forms. So you might put that in your prayers about Joe come through and help them with the rent there. You can't qualify on this. But that's what we're saying.
Okay. So you don't quite know what you're going to need after August? Is that what you, okay. Well, then, what I propose, so guys, if you look at this, since I didn't know what Dick was going to be still able to contribute, I just did totals. So total, it's going to be, and ignore the Gospel Meanings one for just a second. I'll tell you why I put that in a minute. But to support total all those preachers with what Dick's doing, it would be $850 a month. Which that, in addition to the Gospel Meeting proposal I'm about to say, would be $1,133 more per month than what we're doing. And that would still leave the budget surplus at $1,500 a month. And that $1,500 a month is based on the budget. I didn't go back and redo the whole 2020, but we've had two families, place membership since then. And so that $1,500 it's more per month. The surplus is going to be more than $1,500 per month because that was last year, based on last year's numbers. But my point is, if we wanted to, we could well afford all of it. So my proposal is to, does anybody have an objection with once Dick finds out what he needs to supplement that support, doing it? Yeah, you know, fulfilling the need. Any objections to that? Okay. So then, Dick, when you find out what you need supplemented, let me know the number. I know you and Dennis have been talking. If you want to talk to Dennis about it, then Dennis can let me know, and I'll make sure that money gets to those the brethren. I'll get that information, and we'll work to get that taken care of. Okay. The Gospel Meeting that I added, guys, since we were talking about preacher support. We've been paying preachers $1,400 for the Gospel Meeting, which I think it's a good number. It's more than most, I think, not as much as some, depending on, you know, sometimes preachers don't get much at all for Gospel Meetings. It's kind of a shame what some preachers get for some Gospel Meetings in some locations. But we have had that, we've been at that same number for, I don't know, since I've been doing it, so 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. And since Jonathan was doing it, so I don't know how long that number goes back. If you have a chance. So my proposal was to go from 1,400 to 1,700 for the preachers for the Gospel Meeting support. Again, that number's not set. That's just my idea. If you think we should improve or increase it, but not that much, let me know. We do. This is just for the preaching. In addition to the preaching, we give them an expense check. If they're driving, we do the federal mileage. I think it's up to like 57 is what I looked up, maybe. Maybe not that much. 50. I look it up every time to get the most accurate. It's something like that, 50 something cents a mile. So we pay, if they are flying, then we pay for their plane ticket. To travel. So this is just the preaching part that I thought of.
Whenever possible, I intend to have the preachers in my house right now, so that's a significant
thing. Yeah, we don't have to worry about hotels because they've got that upstairs. So, does anybody object to raising that $300 per Gospel Meeting? And I put it on, that comes out to an extra $283 a month when you divide it by 12, but it's just a twice a year expense. Okay, so that is all that I have for that section then, and Dad, you had a few things.
Yes, first of all, with regard to the COVID situation, I think it's kind of evident today that almost everyone, if not everyone, is comfortable with not wearing masks. My suggestion would be that we get to the point where it's completely voluntary instead of making requests that people wear masks. Just say voluntary if you feel like you would like to continue to do so, fine. But
not. I mean, it's a matter of practicality now. But the second thing about that is that we, as a result of the pandemic, restricted some of the things that we've been doing. Most of the things we're back to doing again. But there are two things that we're not. One is having the weekly personal work meetings. We had four different groups, and each group would meet once a month to ensure that the contacts and all that you get are being contacted and encouraged to visit and let them know we appreciate their coming. I don't think that we're doing a very good job of that without the groups. I would like for us to start that over again. And then secondly, shortly before the pandemic hit, we had started having once a month on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock a singing class where we could learn new songs. And I know that there are a number who are interested in having that go on again. And so I'd like to suggest basically we just get back to normal in regard to those things. Then the fourth thing, I guess...
Okay, hold on real quick. Does anybody have an objection with any of those three things? Okay. Real quick. Yes.
Make sure it's clear what we're going to do then is make an ask the congregation that we are no longer requesting the brethren to wear the mask. If you feel like you need to for your own personal safety, we encourage you to do that. But we're no longer requesting that because we do have brethren that wear it just
because. Correct. Yeah. As far as the person, yes, Dick.
I understand what I read and what I hear is that they say, like the state of Texas, that we're, we haven't worked, made it to herd immunity yet, you know.
Depends who you ask.
But that,
so it depends who you ask.
Yeah, right. This is what I'm going by what I handle that and everything. And that's because. Some do not want, you know, want to get the vaccine, yeah. And same thing with some of the members of the church. They, for some reason, they don't want to get the vaccine. And for those of this congregation, I mean, they should wear the mask, or whether they'll voluntarily wear the mask, like some do. But if they're not going to get a vaccine, they should be required to wear their masks here at the congregation.
Dick, we haven't been requiring anyone to wear the mask. We've been requesting.
Those that will not get the vaccine.
I understand that, but understand this: everyone in the congregation who is interested in and willing to get a vaccine has gotten their vaccines. So we are. As close as you can be, protected as a result of it?
It takes one.
Takes one what?
To pass on the...
But not to those who are vaccinated. We're protected from it.
At 95%, these 5% are so vulnerable about it.
But everybody in our congregation that's vulnerable has had the vaccine. Right?
What I'm saying, Dick, right now is that we... As a congregation, and as we have decided in the men's meetings, we are not castigating other members who are not wearing the mask. We've made the request. That's all that we can do. Individuals who you are talking about are not wearing their masks anyway. We're not going to require it of them. We can't scripturally require it of them. The ones who are vaccinated are protected. If you would like to continue to wear your mask, feel free to do so. Because, but the point is that we've reached that point where, in practicality, it's a done deal. So there's no practical reason for us to continue to request individuals to wear the masks.
I guess the thing we do is encourage them to wear the masks and then get the vaccine.
Well, again, some have a problem with the vaccines. Right. They don't feel safe taking the vaccine. But those are physical matters. They're physical matters. We can't bind those physical matters upon other brethren. That's the point that we're making. We've made our request. We've reached the point where everyone who is vulnerable, the older, those infirm, those like me that have the compromised immunity, have received our vaccinations. Today, no one was wearing a mask. As far as all of our visitors came in, no one wearing a mask. We were going around. It's just not happening anymore. So there's no use in continuing to try to regulate that. And that's the point that I'm making in that regard. It's kind of a fait accompli. So
yeah, sure.
It's done deal.
got the context. Okay. The only thing I was, as far as the personal work class, so when we did that, I was the one that kind of organized that. Does anybody want to take that organization from me? Because I think it needs to, like, we've got a list up there, but that list is from, it needs to be redone. We've got a lot more members and a completely different group. Would anybody?
Basically establish four groups of members of the congregation.
Four groups with the group leader to lead it. And all the group leader does is basically go through the visitors and the those that need prayers. And, you know, it's kind of a, you know, can you send a card to so-and-so? You know, that way it's not, you know, one person getting 20 cards from 20 different individuals, and we make sure everybody gets covered, that sort of thing.
There's a lot of women that are wanting to help out in many different ways.
Right, and that's where that would be done is the, you know, that's where the ladies could, you know, hey, ladies, would you like to handle this part? And that's just, that's where that organization happens. That's kind of the purpose of it.
Not necessarily the authority over the...
Exactly, it's just the organization thing.
I volunteer.
Well, Jim's already got duties. I'm thinking of somebody that doesn't have something like that to do. Well, think about it and let me know. We might be asking somebody later. And then the last thing here.
The final thing has to do with the Lord's Supper. And Dennis and I have talked about this a little bit. There have been a number who have desired to go back to our common way of doing it with regard to the service. The thing that makes me want to do that is the ability to involve more of the men, and especially the young men, in serving at the table. I understand it's more tradition than anything else. Appreciate your lesson on that. But it would be a tradition. Well, I'm serious. There's a congregation up north where the preacher said that we're changing this from now on. His point was we can have longer talks and less time spent on the actual observance. He thought too much downtime with regard. And I thought, I don't know if I agree with that, but anyway.
I was thinking more time on the observance, less time on the distribution.
Yeah, but anyway, with regard to that, and the one provision with regard to that would be if someone feels that still, with regard to the pandemic, that they're not comfortable with that communal passing, that they could, if they want to, they could retain using the emblems as we have them now.
Yeah, we can leave a few out.
Bring your own.
Yeah, bring your own. We can leave a few out.
But I know that we have them. We might as well use them. Over. there seems to be maybe one individual still has some concerns about it. I don't know who that is or what the situation, but possibly. But if that allowance is certainly made, which would be
right.
A problem with that for anyone at any time, to use their own emblems or to use some that are
Does anybody object to going back to our normal serving of the supper? Okay, with that, the one thing I'm thinking of, so when we purchased the new, because ours were looking pretty old, the trays, the silver trays, silver plate trays, we got three, and we started doing just three men serving, one in the middle and then the two on the sides. Do we want to go back to four because we have more people now? That's the only thing I'm thinking, because when we had three, most of the time it worked out fine, but every once in a while when we had several visitors, or everybody's there, for that middle guy especially, if you've, you know, I mean, y'all agree, those that have served. And so I'm thinking that's going to be the norm now than the exception with the more people that we have. But we've only got three trays. So
I can order a new tray, and we do have the...
Well, yeah, we can use the old one. You know, one that's a little off isn't going to be a big deal until we get that new one ordered. Hey, so does anybody have any objections with any of that? Yes, sir.
When you talk about the tray, you talk about where the word going, there was prepared for individuals, or to be these prepared ones you're using now.
No, like we were, completely like we were before.
Okay, but then there's some that would object.
Right, and we'll...
That it can be given these
exactly, yeah. We'll leave some of these out for those that... Exactly.
And like I said, we have those, so we might as well make them available and use them.
Yes, Ian.
I'm all for using four trades. Now, I'm saying in addition to four trades, we'll have four men serving, or would it still be three?
That's how we do. No, four men up there is how we.
Let's say I would recommend doing four.
No, yeah, the four trade with the four men. Yeah.
Typically, we've had the two men in the center lead the three frayers. One, three, two of them, and then the two on the side just go down the side.
Jim's job gets harder.
To stand up there with them at the table. Yeah. If someone wanted to have one of those on the side to lead the prayer for the plate after the supper's over, then that would be good for the contribution.
I also want to say, if we're going to go back to serving, it might, to me, it might be beneficial to limit one or two of the songs from the first bit.
We would probably.
Yeah.
We might have to make a little bit. It's going to be more time consuming, is what he's saying.
Well, yeah, and that's why we do it in the third service, though. So that's something we can look at if we need to, if it becomes a problem. But we did that. Yeah, we did it consistently before, so it worked out. We're talking about five more minutes.
Okay,
yes, Dennis.
Practical considerations. I just bought a box of 100 to tie this over, which came in really handy today. So it's new. It's good for 3 months. So that would probably, if we limit the availability to just those that do not want to break bread with each other, then that should last a while. I can leave a few of those out, you know, on the 44 people when they come in, and just make it clear when we make the announcement that we're doing this, that's for those in need, so that they will last longer. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
That way we'll get the full 3 months use out of that. They're about 50 cents a piece is what they cost. So, yeah, I see what the brother is saying. But there would be a cost disadvantage in doing it. It's a lot cheaper than doing it yourself. I don't know if that's a big deal or not. But the other thing is for me to be prepared for this is when will we start?
Right.
Are we going to start next Sunday? Then what we have left is going to last a lot longer. I've got enough for next
Do
Sunday.
You have the Lord's Supper?
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Then I suppose, do we have
grape juice
and lemon bread?
It expired in April. Okay. But Donna's going to order another. She's going to get more grape juice.
Okay.
I need to check on supplies.
You guys normally get that stuff.
Yeah, we I know we just bought some bread right before we started going through the cups that Dennis used.
Okay.
So we should be good on bread. We had grape juice, but you're right. It's been back to a couple months now. So
if you think, if y'all can get the grape juice by. Then by next Sunday.
And then y'all can announce Wednesday.
We'll announce Wednesday and we'll announce Sunday.
We'll look at
the supplies. Are there any objections to people making the bread?
Mm-hmm. No, that's what we've done in the past. If you sign up for it and you want to make your own, then just make sure it's unleavened, because that's not traditional. I mean, it is, but that's scripture.
Yep, you have salt.
Spitting his work and moving the dirt to work. No.
Little banana bread.
I do have one other short request, and that is the recorder that we purchased for the recording of the audio lessons that we've had for about 10 years, 12 years, it no longer works. I can't get the audio onto my computer anymore, so I need to purchase another one of those.
The USB thing?
So I would like to, for permission, I'd like it one a little bit better. We struggle with the quality of the audio, and I've had to do some things, right. So if I can find one that's a little bit better, I would like to. It should be nowhere more than $100-$150 for a pretty nice one.
Thank you.
I'd like permission to do that.
Anybody object to that?
Okay. No objection. I just have a quick question about. We're going to only have three trays next Sunday, but we're going to order another tray.
Well, we said we're going to use one of the old ones.
Okay, so we'll have four.
So we'll have four.
Some guidance on how much to put out per tray.
Well, how many did you say we've been using typically?
It's been increasing, so it's kind of hard to track. I kind of lost count. It had been around 32, then it's 40 that we've cups.
Yeah, I'd say 40, 45 or 50 should be. Be plenty
yeah,
with that being
we've been
too
averaging
much.
55 to 60 people, but that's with kids too.
Yeah.
So
Dennis,
yes, sir.
We were doing Ellen and I were doing it for that long time. We consistently doing about 42, And by the end, it was getting where 42 wasn't enough. And now we've had a couple families added, so I'd say at least 50. That's just from my experience.
And we'll try to let you know if Woodmont's going to be here again.
That would cover business.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15. Yeah.
I think that's perfect. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave Tommy our time because it said 99. He said he counted twice, though. So.
Yeah, more than once.
Couldn't in good conscience for 100.
There was some input laying around somewhere. Well, I will say,
Venice
Bray.
Yeah,
there you go.
If it means that much to you, go ahead.
I just want to say one thing. I think it worked out great with Josh leading the song and preaching.
I almost didn't make it. I said. Yeah, I knew I was leading singing and I knew I was preaching, but then it wasn't until like Friday night that I put, oh, wait, I'm leading singing and preaching. And so it wasn't. All right, any new business? Yes, Dave. Well, go ahead. He's deferring to you.
I played some membership here about 17 years ago, last January. I don't mean to offend anybody, but from time to time we bring up about the Lord's Supper and about the scriptural prayers. And we'll have a study on it and stand and put it with bullets on it and everything like that. And it goes on fine. And then again, later on, we get something that lacks in the giving the scriptural prayer. For the Lord's Supper, and then again we have a study and such, you know, and pushing the boulder on, you know. And now the way we're going to get back to do, we have more men do it. I mean, then some are reading the scripture or making comments, which are good, you know. And then when they give the prayer, they'll give a good, have a good, beautiful prayer. You know, which the scripts are all that about, but it had nothing to do with the Lord's Supper necessarily. But anyway, there's from time to time we have those that new members, you know, not only new converts, they
right.
come in place membership, and they don't give a scriptural prayer. On that, and as I say, my scriptural prayer on that is, of course, we're all familiar with how many times he can read it before. It says, "For I received from the Lord which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he, as betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it, and said, 'Take, eat, and this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For often as you this bread, you drink this cup and proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" And what I say is, that's a scriptural prayer. There are those that do not give thanks for the bread. I mean, actually give thanks or ask God to bless it. Now, what I do, and I'm sure others do also, is that they add it to themselves, you know, before we say amen. Because if we can't say amen to the others when the men do not give, ask God, giving thanks to God for the bread or the fruit of the vine or God to bless us, you know. And as I say, I don't need to offend anybody, but there's two things you can cause. You're causing some to violate their conscience by saying amen without adding that to their own prayer. Or the other thing, which is worse, in verse 27, is therefore whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. If you're not giving thanks like the scriptures do, And that's all we need to do. Of course, these other things are all right, but that needs to be done. And we keep have to educate people on that. Because I know years and years ago, I didn't think about it. And the reason brought to my attention was Robert Turner, Reverend, opinion with his one, and he was talking about one of the men who was on the service bread, and he gave prayer for the bread, and everybody went out, wait, come back, I forgot to give thanks for it. And well, that's right, we need to give thanks for the bread and the cup of wine jug, some still do that, they remember a while, and some learn to do that, you know. Right. It's not just something that's a Christian man, it means a Christian.
No, you're right. We do need to follow the pattern there, and thank you for that reminder, because you're right. I think there are some in here that maybe haven't placed membership since you had talked about that last, and it's good to remind ourselves that when you are, saying the prayer for the Lord's Supper, to make sure that you give thanks for both the bread and the fruit of the vine, and to, ask that it's blessed as a part of that prayer, so that it's a scriptural prayer, and it's to the pattern that's been established of the partaking of that supper.
Now, there are times when men get there, nervous or having a prayer there and he forgets to say that,
Right.
It's still not right, but it doesn't happen very often. But those that never get it, we have some that new members never say, and they don't realize what they're causing.
Right. Good reminder. Rick?
I had recently been discussing with another member about building the situation. Again, it's kind of going back to all the different things that we've got going on with our building. The comment was made about bathrooms not being up to par, so to speak, and was requesting that I bring it before the men about remodeling the bathrooms. With that being said, though, my caveat would be the minute we start doing anything to this building, we're going to start opening up a can of worms.
Well, and that's, in fact, I think Josh Scroggins says specific, if I remember right, he's looked into that a little bit, because that was something that's not the first time that's request
sure
been made. And I may be remember completely wrong, but Josh might be the guy you're talking
to. I don't know.
But like you said, because it's so old, anything like that, it's got to be up to code, like with the electric thing that a couple of years ago, our air conditioner went out. It was something with the electrical box, and it was, $15,000 worth of work because it had to be up to code now.
In addition to that, the asbestos abatement.
Absolutely. And that brings me to actually my point, which is with the advancements that we're wanting to make with the technology and how Stan gets the message out, which should be done, absolutely. And then we look at all of the repairs that need to be involved with this building. Is it time for us to really consider, maybe again, I know you've probably considered this at some point, a new building?
We have, yeah.
It's
been very recently.
As we go into this, though, I do want to say that I really enjoy the location of this particular site. I don't think that we really need to go anywhere else. And we have the ability to do what we need to on the property that we have. We can put a new building here, no problems, and it shouldn't take that long. And we can meet somewhere locally, save money while we do it, and really be able to have us fit all of everybody's concerns, get all those things fixed with a new building.
It is something to consider. And if you want to talk to me a little bit, I can give you some of the details of what we looked into.
But that's
certainly,
it still needs
with
to
the
be
building like this, that's always going to be something that's in the back of our minds is, is what to do.
I went through all this with all the real estate and every angle it was, you want to get in the
Okay.
Sure, it was not feasible.
Okay.
And then,
Well, the selling of the building was not feasible.
Yes, and I'm not really talking about selling the building, because, like I said, we have a really good location.
You can't sell it to some denomination.
But even if we were to sell it, it's not up to code, and so anybody that gets the building would have to basically demolish it to make it up to code. So my recommendation is, why don't we just build a new building for ourselves?
It's something that we can look into.
Again,
but yeah.
I just wanted to put it out there so that we can discuss it maybe.
Right.
He buys the building, he's going to make offices out of it.
If there's
the whole thing,
there's nothing else, then appreciate it, guys.